Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The band Hiatus Coyote came together in Melbourne, Australia, but quickly found success online via word of mouth from some pretty big-name acts across the world. Erykah Badu says she's in love with the band. Prince has tweeted about them, and Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest has rapped with them. Hiatus Coyote joins me here in the Soundcheck studio today. They're going to play some tracks off their debut album, Talk Tomahawk. Here's a song called Lace Skull. This is Hiatus Coyote, live on Soundcheck.
Skull that
That is the Australian band Hiatus Coyote, performing live here in our New York studio on Soundcheck. The song is called Lace Skull, and you will find a version of it on the band's first album called Talk Tomahawk, which is out now. The members of Hiatus Coyote include Napalm, N-A-I-P-A-L-M, Napalm singing and playing guitar, Simon Maven on keyboards, Bender playing the bass, and Perrin Moss behind our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio, and Simon and Nay joining me at the microphones at the moment. And Simon, that's not a representative track from the record. I'm not sure there is a representative track because it's all over the place, isn't
it? Yeah, that one's probably the most unique one on the record, I think. I mean,
it's got a little of everything. It's got some jazzy chords. It's got, you're doing, especially at our piano like that, there's a kind of classical element that maybe I didn't hear on the record.
Yeah, absolutely. It was one of the first songs that we actually, one of Ney's original compositions that we actually kind of arranged together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my sort of first impression of the band as well.
Really?
So I heard it and we sort of worked on this tune and I was like, oh, this is kind of Jeff Buckley influences and more sort of rocky thing. And then
he started
playing other tunes and it was like, wow, there is no sort of influence
right.
on this.
So Nave, people who listen to the record, they'll hear, yes, this, as Simon says, this kind of Jeff Buckley influence thing, but then there's also a lot of very soul-inflected stuff, some instrumental pieces that veer off into other territory. let me be the first person ever to ask the question, where does the band name come from?
I was sitting with some friends and we were throwing buzzwords around and it just kind of got plucked out of the ether, really. I mean, coyote isn't actually a word.
No.
But when we...
But it's close to a couple of words.
It's close to coyote, to coyote and peyote, and when we Googled it, it was a bird appreciation society around the world, and
really?
I used to have a pet crow, and I live with wildlife care, so it was very... It was like an omen kind of thing.
So there really is a coyote.
Coyote is like the spelling that we have is a bird appreciation society somewhere in the world.
Who knew?
But the reason we chose a word that was a bit intangible like that is because it involves the listener's creativity into how they perceive it, and that's very much a strong element of our music. Is like we try to draw on a lot of different influences, so it's not just spelling something out for people, because then they can engage with it in their own way.
So. Right. So if you're not being explicit as to what a song is about, we as listeners have to kind of figure that out for ourselves, and you're going to get lots of different interpretations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing about art is, you know, that it can reach people on different levels.
Let me ask you, I mean, you mentioned, you know, this kind of made-up word with elements of coyote and peyote. So, you know, those are terms that we often associate with Native Americans, especially from the southwest of this country.
Yeah.
And you guys have a song, in fact, you're going to do it for us in a minute or two, called Nakamara, which goes to sort of Native Australian culture. So is that the I don't know, is there a connection that you guys are making between Native cultures, Indigenous cultures?
I think
it's definitely, yeah. I think it's just like the same kind of thing that we were talking about before with Lace Skull being so different. Like, our influences is just from whatever we think is good, you know. So if something is happening in Antarctica, we're going to check it out and we're probably going to like it and then, you know, reference it in our music. So it's not really a specific native thing. It's just more a thing of, wow, that sounds amazing. I'm into that. You know,
and
it sort of comes representative in your music.
And it's that juxtaposition of, like, even, like, with the live element of what we're doing, as well as the production, more textual, technological side of things. So it's celebrating both, and, you know, like, there's so much beauty in the ancient traditions of the world, you know, and it's crazy inspiring. But also, like, the flip side of that is also, you know, really incredible to draw from, so...
Well, you know, the song that I mentioned, Nakamara, in the reissued, now you guys released the album Talk Tomahawk yourselves initially. Now it's come out on Flying Buddha, which is an imprint of Sony Masterworks, so a major label. And the reissue has Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest dropping a verse in, which seems to go towards, you know, talking about cultures, cultural imperialism, the suppression of some cultures, the elevation of others, and your name, Nay Palm. I mean, there's sort of an implied political statement there as well.
Well, my name is Naomi, and I used to be a fire dancer when I was younger, so that's where that comes from. But also, I like incorporating...
Big difference between napalm and fire dancing, isn't there?
There's a... For sure, but there's definitely that kind of link there. And I also like to incorporate... I mean, the fact that it has such negative connotations and to kind of associate it in a positive way, I think is almost... I'm very much into that.
What are the connotations of... What is fire dancing?
It's dancing with fire toys.
So you mean like with like lit torches and stuff like that?
No, there's like specific... like poi and stuff. And I used to have fire swords. So there's like...
Fire swords.
Yeah.
Because... Flaming torches wouldn't be dangerous enough.
Right.
Flying swords is much better.
Well, it's fun. So
do you still do it?
I find less time to do it now, but I definitely want to get back into it.
Really? I would say, I would urge you not to quit your day job.
Well, it used to be my day job, so...
We're listening to the Australian band Hiatus Coyote. They are performing Tuesday night at Le Poisson Rouge here in New York tomorrow night. Performing for us today here in the Soundcheck studio. Having mentioned this song, Nakamura, you guys want to play it for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Once again, a live performance in the Soundcheck studio. The band from Melbourne, Australia is called Hiatus Coyote. The album is called Talk Tomahawk. It is out now. This song is on it in a version that includes the rapper Q-Tip. We'll just hear the band performing it here on Soundcheck. band is Hiatus Coyote from Melbourne, Australia, playing live here in our New York studio on Soundcheck with a song called Nakamura. Their album is called Talk Tomahawk, and it's out now. Hiatus Coyote playing tomorrow night here in Lower Manhattan at Le Poisson Rouge, playing for us here today. Let's hear another song. This one is called Building a Ladder. Once again, it's Hiatus Coyote.
Yeah.
That song's called Building a Ladder from the band Hiatus Coyote from Melbourne, Australia, playing here in our New York studio on Soundcheck. Once again, Napalm singing and playing guitar, Simon Maven playing the keyboards, Bender on bass, Perrin Moss playing the drums, and for you bass players in the audience, yes, Bender was playing a five-string bass, in case you were wondering. Is that a new song?
It's not that new, but yeah, it's not on the record. Yeah. We've been playing that song for a while.
Okay. Before we go any further, having heard about Nay's fire dancing activities, any other dangerous pastimes in the band? Any gator wrestling or bridge jumping or anything?
I do a bit of extreme scrapbooking. it's like downhill scrapbooking, fire scrapbooking. There's scrapbooking inside like a poisonous maze.
So scrapbooking without protection from deadly paper cuts is
exactly,
what you're telling
me. Exactly. Paper's the least of your worries in the poison maze. Version.
So, you guys have been throwing various sort of descriptors around about how, you know, what people can call your music. One of them being future soul, which actually, you know, given the sound of much of this record, seems apparent to be pretty appropriate.
On that record, I guess so. Like, it's probably the closest thing that you could attached to it.
Yeah.
It's always hard. It's
I noticed the sort of qualification, the hesitancy on that record. Is the next record going to be something different yet again?
I think so, but it'll probably, like, you know, like, I think people will probably still be kind of tagging it with the future soul thing, yeah. But I don't know, you know, for me it's completely different, this new record to the last one. Yeah, I don't know. It's a difficult thing, like when we get asked about, like, you know, what you define your music as, and, you know, because to us it's just all like it's one song and then here's another song that's cool and let's learn another one that's pretty awesome too. And
yeah, we're definitely aware of the influences that we have from a lot of genres, but I guess what we're trying to do is not really one particular thing, and it's just it's really more it's a natural reaction to the song and kind of a. It just comes out of the way that we sort of work together and the way we develop ideas together. It's we don't really put any sort of limitations on it. It's just as long as it, like, feels right, you know, as long as we get there and it serves the song well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, whatever you're doing something right to get Prince tweeting about you and Erykah Badu and Questlove, you know, that's really crazy. Excited about what you guys are doing. Who's out there that you guys are excited about?
At the moment... as in coming up or like
just out there?
Okay, out there. I would say for me, Tara Bora, which no one would have heard of before, and she's from Mali. Like, it's just a beautiful singer. And for me, I tend to like steer away from listening to too much music that distracts me from what I want to do with it.
Yeah,
you know, so like.
So, Perrin, the rumor has it that you were never a drummer before this band. Is that right?
Yeah, no, this is my first band I've drummed in. Yeah.
Really? And boy, you're getting thrown in the deep end because there's lots of intricate stuff happening there.
Yeah, but I guess we all write together and we know what we're in for. Like, that's the thing, is like we write our own parts and then we struggle with them, but then you just keep playing them and then it's like, you know, you get better like that. Yeah. It's been like an honor and a privilege to play with like these guys as the first band to drum in, because in the beginning it was like so scary and so over my head. I knew what like it needed, but I couldn't actually do it. So it just took a long time to kind of practice. And
well, better that than the reverse.
Yeah, exactly.
Knowing what to do but not knowing what's needed.
Yeah totally. Yeah.
And Bender, what's your musical background?
Well, I've been playing bass since I was 12. When I started middle school, my brother convinced me that I needed to play bass because he needed a bass player for his sort of grunge metal punk cover band that he had with some friends. They didn't have a bass player, so he was like, play bass. I'm like, I don't know what that is, but I'm trusting you that that's a cool thing to do. And then as soon as I started doing it, I just loved it. And,
So there's a welter of influences. World music, a little jazz, some punk metal stuff and all the rest, all coming together in the band called Hiatus Coyote. And the first album called Talk Tomahawk is out now. The band's playing tomorrow night at Le Poisson Rouge. They've been playing for us here in the studio today, and Thank you very much for coming in and performing for us.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.